All right, now, good evening to you guys. I'm Vidra Jordan. Hope you guys great. It's a pleasure to be with you guys right now. But there you have it. I'm not being menacing or mean. I had racist jump up with me. The racist Middleton family jump up with me. You guys can fact check me. There are three Middleton three Middletons, right? You know, that gave William oral sex, right? There are three of them. There's Carol, there's Kate, but there is another Middleton that gave William oral sex. The minute I say something, these racists pop up. I said this, and I said that, and this is going on in people's families, and it's just causing trouble. These nasty racists try to lynch me. Brother Kate and his family, popped up, trying to steal from me. I am not biting my tongue. I'm not taking back what I said. There are three Middletons that gave William oral sex, not just Carol and Kate. There's another Middleton, that gave William oral sex. You know, that's Florida right now. You know, I mean, you know, what's up right now? There are three Middletons that, you know, suck William's dingling, right? You know, his penis is so weird talking about William like that. All right now, you know, that's what, you know, I love William. I take him seriously. All right now, his penis. All right now, that's Florida right now. I hope that you guys are well and great right now. That's Florida, Lord. Good evening. But that was my point as far as, like, with the racism and stuff. I have not been starting it. You know, people reach their hands to my house. They pay no bills and they start to lynch me, try to frame me, tell the whole world they want to steal everything because they're so racist. I'm saying I'm going to leave out the country to go to China and make them offer they can't refuse because I'm not giving the United States half of my money that it did not invest in, that it cannot earn. I'm not being nasty, right? All right, now, even as far as offering shares over in Europe, or let me say this, so right now, God willing, right? Does that make sense? So right now, I'm like, oh, mighty my. The Lord gave me an organic extraction. I'm running a business. Nothing more to it than that. I right now, that's the Lord, right now, I'm never selling shares in my company, no. Right? Let me repeat that. I am never, ever selling shares in my company. No, I have no reason. I have no need to. I right now, the only thing that I can offer is stock. Flat out, that's it. Right? No shares. I right now, there's not a percentage that you own. The only somebody that owns the other percentage is the Lord Jesus. That's it. Not another human. Right? I right now, that's the Lord, right now, but, you know, by Christ Jesus, so shares of Ripple, shares of it, will never, you know, like, you know, a percentage of, ownership percentage, I would say. All right, now, that's for the Lord, and right now, nobody could ever earn that. Does that make sense to right own that? No, because I'm not going to sell ownership stake in Ripple, in my own company. It's not happening. I don't need a board of partners. I need a partner that's Jesus, that's it, and I pray the Lord guide my footsteps. I pray, you know, I have integrity. I love the Lord. Does that make sense? So I do right by people. I do right by Jesus first and foremost, and I'm not going to let the Lord down. But, oh, no day do I have to give the United States my money that it didn't earn. It invested nothing into it. Try to terrorize me, humiliate me, embarrass me, try to frame me, try to kill me by putting me on the streets, threatening me, told the whole world over and over again it wanted to allow me and frame me, was willing to allow me and destroy my future, was willing to allow me to steal from me, right? I'm not, you know, does that make sense? I'm not extracting fraud in the United States. Why would I do that? What's in it for me? The United States cannot afford to pay for it. So, you know, that's for the Lord after dealing with racist pop-up. Did you see that racist this morning? Okay, I've never seen this racist before until he got told to sit his clown self down. I've never seen this racist before. I never did any sin to this racist. Why is this racist feel entitled to beg me for a handout? Why did this racist feel entitled as if somebody has to give his old dumb racist self something? Why did this dumb racist pop-up this morning making threats? And, you know, this racist, I've never seen him, never met him. He invests nothing. I never met him. You know, I don't know who he is from anybody else. Just some fat, sloppy, you know. I wouldn't say he got a dad bod. He got a gross bod. He just looked gross. All right, now, racist this morning on the blog. Does that make sense? So right now, that's the Lord. Right now, that's vacuum. All right now. You know, saying that, you know, this stuff about, you know, making threats. And they told him to sit his ass down. They can't frame the United States. Got caught over and over again being racist. Being prejudiced, making threats, being menacing, lynching, trying to frame, drying up my money when I'm trying to work with somebody on the phone. I'm sick of that. I can go to Mexico and sell tacos and get to the bank. So for that purpose, so this didn't happen to anybody else, Jesus willing, I right now, that's Florida right now, I'm happy to go to China to offer them an offer they can't refuse. They won't refuse. No matter who gets on the phone with the grievance or with tears, they're not going to care. They're not going to refuse it. No matter what you say this, what you say that, because of that type of money, they're not going to refuse it because what you say won't affect them, right? You don't have to be fearful of China. China has never had a war. You know, I mean, maybe the last time. China's not going into different nations. You got the racists saying, they keep talking about Taiwan. You just had racists go murder people all across the Middle East. Over 1,200 Jewish people, this racist murderer got up and started killing. He decapitated babies and burned them alive. The Chinese people have not done that. I mean, you know, he kept calling a terrorist state to bomb and murder people. All right, now sending that whole, region into shockwaves, you know, in a catastrophic war. Israel has a right to defend itself, period. You had terrorists that hate Israel, got emboldened by the baby murdering Nazi killer racist Biden. All right, now blow Biden, the Nazi clown, his son, and his killer crackhead son. All right, now to do all men atrocities about money that these racists, cannot make, and it's not theirs, right? I'm not giving America money like that, Jesus willing, no. Not just that, all right? Now, check this out so they can victimize more people, murder more people, harm more people, frame more people, lynch more people, starve more people, do evil to more people, steal from more people. No. I'm not empowering that racist ideal, that racist system, that racist bigotry, that racist hatred, that marginalization. Does that make sense? How people try to steal from you, you know, and slap you in the face and try to put their foot on you. Does that make sense? Why they're trying to steal from you with their hands out? These are some stupid-ass racists. And granted, everybody is not like Biden, McConnell, who are very racist. His demonic-ass crackhead son, demonic-ass killer, baby-murdering Jewish hater, right now, men and women murderer, Joe Biden. Everybody's not like that old clown-ass, dumb-ass racist that stood up like he was entitled. Everybody's not like the man of mud, right now, the clay man that is just a man. I mean, Joe Scarborough is a man of color. You guys need to ask to see his grandparent. You know how you got the one-drop rule? Okay, you got it. You got it. You almost let me leave it right there. You have a one-drop rule. Ask Joe Scarborough got a grandparent. Ask Joe Scarborough to see that grandparent. He is a very fair-skinned man that's passing as white. I'm going to put it to you just like that. Joe Scarborough has a grandparent. This faggot actually got out this morning making threats, right? I mean, Joe Scarborough saw how poor he is when they told him to sit his faggot ass down, right? He is a man of mud. They call me mud and all sorts of shit. Black bitches and niggers, okay. But Joe Scarborough is about the same. When they see this grandparent, they will refer to him as mud, not white. As God is my witness, I know what I'm saying. Ask Joe Scarborough to see that grandparent. Ask him of his exact racial makeup. Say mud to him, and I promise you he'll turn. Joe Scarborough, I'm going to put it to you just like this. And this is me putting myself out there alone. I could be saying anything. This is 100% accurate. Tell Joe Scarborough about ask Joe Scarborough about that that grandparent that literally makes him qualifies him based on the one drop rule. I'm saying it just like that, based on the one drop rule to be a man of color, a mud man, as these racists call me. They will call his ass to ask Joe Scarborough about that grandparent. I am not stuttering. I know what I'm saying. As Joe Scarborough popped his man of mud, all right, now man of color ass, and Joe Scarborough is a man of color. He has been lying and passing for white. He is so stupid, he is ashamed of who he is. Ask Joe Scarborough about that grandparent. I thought y'all said one drop rule. You got it. Ask Joe Scarborough about that grandparent. I know what I'm saying. I hope that you guys will agree to right now, that's the word right now, but yeah. All right, now, so Joe Scarborough, you know, the man of mud, right? You know, just like, you know, they be calling me. The stat makes sense. I'm going to leave it right there. Ask him about that grandparent. All right, now, that's for the Lord. He was passing in Mississippi because he knew that how they would treat his mud ass, right? The same way he treat the rest of us as color, a people of color. Ask this man of mud about that ancestor that, you know, puts him into the category of that one-drop rule. Ask Joe Scarborough about his grandparent. I hope that you guys are willing great. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Joe Scarborough, I know what I'm saying. There's no dodging or weaving. That is a yes or a no. Ask to see a picture of his grandparent. If he started crying and screaming, it's not necessary. You got your answer. I thought America said the one-drop rule. Great, you got it. Ask Joe Scarborough about that grandparent. All right, no, but as far as Joe Scarborough is concerned, that faggot on morning, Joe, all right, no, pop this ass up, make a dirt, talk about poor. No man of mud, you're poor. No man of mud, you're poor. Your one-drop rule makes you poor, the man of mud. Your passing will make you poor, man of mud. You've been lying in people's faces, pretending into these racist circles, but they know you're a man of mud. You know, you qualify the one-drop rule because of this one grandparent, man of mud, right, Joe Scarborough. All right, now, as he stood his ass up this morning, making threats and talk about poor, and these United States got telling that faggot racist this morning, no, nobody's poor. I don't have to play your games and pretend what you own no day for money that is earned through the Holy Spirit, money that's not given, not stolen, not taken, earned. I own Ripple, I'll never be poor. I own Ripple, the Lord Jesus gave it to me, and I'll never be poor, I promise you, not ever be poor. You fool, you. As Joe Scarborough popped this delusional Matt Green faggot stuff up this morning, this man of mud that falls into the one-drop rule, that is a part of the one-drop rule, I know exactly what the fuck I'm saying, that is a part of the one-drop rule, living in Mississippi, passing for white. I right now, that's the Lord, I right now, this man of mud, you know, qualifies for the one-drop rule like the rest of us do. Does that make sense? I'm gonna say it just like that, based on his grandparent. Does that make sense? So right now, that got a couple of drops. Does that make sense? So right now, okay. All right, now Joe Scarborough thought he was special because he sucked Joe Biden's dick, and Joe Biden did, and Joe Biden sucked his dick, and Joe Scarborough sucked Biden's dick more than one time, and Joe Scarborough had sex with Biden more than one time, and Joe Scarborough bent his ass over when Biden told him to bend over and suck his dick, and he did, and he like a slut that they like try to lie a woman, and he tried to climb his sorry ass to the top. They love saying this shit about women, but you need to check with faggots like Joe that loan their jaws up to climb the ladder. What's up? They stop talking this shit about women. Look at old Joe Biden, Joe Scarborough. Does that make sense right now? You know, Joe Biden had already sucked his way into the White House, but he kept bending over for Obama and sucking his dick, right? What's up? Joe Scarborough is in that one-drop rule category with the rest of us. Ask his ass about his grandparent. I hope that you guys will agree to right now, death to the Lord right now, but yeah, as far as, you know, this is concerned, a dumbass clown, ashamed of himself, stupid-ass man, about 60-something years old, I mean, hiding who he is. Let's see if he can continue to hide it. Man of mud. Man of clay. They love calling me clay mud and all this shit. Joe Scarborough is, too. He just fair-scanned. Right? I hope that you guys are willing great to write now. That's the Lord to write now. Good evening. So, yeah, I'm not ever selling any shares of my company, no. Ever. The only thing, the best I can do with it, Jesus willing, is offer stock. Not sell shares or ownership per percentages. It's just not happening with Ripple. No, right? So, you know, that's what I go over to Europe and Asia to offer the stock, and I showed as to why I want to offer the stock in Europe and Asia. I didn't start with anybody. I didn't menace anybody. I didn't bother anybody. I didn't harm anybody. Why did this faggot racist stand up this morning? I don't know him. Why has he got his hand up? Why does he have a demand to have his hand up? Why is this racist stupid enough to have a demand to have his hands out? I don't knock on his doors after he get his paycheck and demand something because I'd be stupid, and he's stupid to try me like that. Why do these racists think they can do that? Hope you guys are great. Thank you guys so much.